On the show today, we have Pure IT Creating Services' very own Kyle Stutzman and Jack Smith talking about their CU Intersect Conference and what an impact it's going to make on the industry. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentleman from Pure IT Creating Services, Mr. Kyle Stutzman and Mr. Jack Smith. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. How's the weather in San Diego?
It's horrible. It's horrible. There's a cloud in the sky.
It's horrible here. It's actually very rainy.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's warm.
Good. Well, we like warm. We like warm a lot. So, hey, let's talk about something else that's going to be warm and fuzzy, happen a little bit later this year. And it's going to, you guys are doing the CU Intersect Conference. And pretty happy about this. I mean, this is a pretty big deal, not only for you guys, but I think the industry as well. And it's going to be taking place March 30th through April 1st, 2020 this year. So pretty excited. So tell us a little bit more. Give us a quick overview. Jack, you want to go first on this one? Give us a quick overview on CU Intersect. What's going on with this?
Well, sure. So I think it's interesting. So we hadn't even thought about putting a conference together, Mike. What happened was the NCU ISO, who we have a fantastic relationship with, which is a non-for-profit, obviously, had approached us and said, hey, we do this conference every year. We'd really like to get you guys engaged and have your help in promoting and driving people to the conference. Wow. But also because you're vendor agnostic and vendor neutral, mm-hmm. we feel like you fit with the messaging that we're trying to convey from an educational standpoint mm-hmm. To the industry. And so we were honored, quite frankly, to be asked by the NCU ISO to help them. So we put our heads together and said, hey, let's do this. Let's try to put something together that's really going to be beneficial for the industry and very collaborative. So I don't know how many people are familiar with the NCU ISO, but it's a fantastic group. It is a non-for-profit. And really what it is, it's about sharing information across credit unions around cybersecurity threats. And what are best practices? You know, what are other credit unions doing? How are they thwarting people that are trying to get into these financial institutions? And so we love the NCU ISO. We think what they was very valuable and important, but not a lot of credit unions have actually, from what I can gather, really even know about them or know that you can join them and that mm-hmm. you can share this information. And so we felt like it was a great opportunity for us to be an advocate for them.
Oh, right on.
And to bring together cybersecurity professionals, mm-hmm. innovative technology. So we wanted to expand it. We were like, well, look, it's fantastic that you're focused on the risk side and on the cybersecurity side, but there's actually this innovation side that's taking place in the industry as well. And if you could combine those things so that people understand security is not a one-off, it's mm-hmm. a part of an overall strategy.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So we felt like that's where these things intersect.
That's the intersect. Got it.
Got to the name of Intersect. Yeah. And so they were on board. We got excited, and the rest is history. We now have a conference taking place here in Houston at the end of March, and we're really excited, and we really want people to understand it is really going to be educational. The point of the conference is, how do we get the industry to come together? It's such a collaborative industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is another area where we really need to join together and try to thwart the people that are trying to really attack us. I mean, for lack of a better term. I mean, Kyle, what are your thoughts? I mean, I would love to hear your take on it as well.
No, it's truly that intersection. So I think of it as the resilience and the cybersecurity side. So it's how you keep your business running, the innovation on technology, and the innovation on security. Those three together are hugely impactful for our industry. And the educational conversations we have, the people that are coming are people who are going to share their best practices, share that we have some panels for credit unions that are going to be speaking about mm-hmm. what they've done, what they haven't done, but what to do, what's on their roadmaps. We expect to have a lot of conversations around some more transformational things around cloud, hybrid cloud. You know, the security side of it's very interesting, but the security side alone doesn't answer why you would do it. How is that technology and resilience going to mm-hmm. be part of that picture too? And putting them all together in one room creates some really good conversations
between
peers.
Yeah. Well, in the ASET, I think that's another piece of this that we probably didn't really even touch on, is a lot of credit unions are now feeling the ASET come. And the example that I would give is one of the credit unions that we do a lot with that I happen to be on the board with is only a $125 million asset credit union. They were told by the regulators at the end of their audit, next year we're coming with the ASET to look and see where you are from a cybersecurity posture.
Wow.
And we were under the impression that wouldn't be rolled out to credit unions under $250 million in assets. for at least another year. It's coming next year.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. So time is of the essence, it sounds like, for this. I mean, this is a very timely gathering you guys are doing here. And so, I mean, my next question was like the significance of this for Creighton. I think you just answered it, Jack. Because it sounds like time is, again, of the essence. I mean, this stuff needs to be done like yesterday, it sounds like. Because you talk to 10 out of 10 Creighton CEOs, and all 10 of them are going to go, this stuff is in our priority. These are our priorities. Definitely top three for sure. So this stuff is really, I mean, for me, from what I've seen from looking from the outside in, is it's just growing in importance each and every day. And it's not just hitting the IT department. It's enterprise-wide stuff, right?
It's everything. That is really a great point. It's not just IT. It's actually everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, right. It's impacting their strategies, right? It's impacting the strategy of what the credit union can do. If we're talking digital transformation, if they're talking just member interactions and changing, you know, everything they're doing for, they have a cohesive solution for a member to be able to interact with them and interact with them without necessarily going to the branch. It all depends on the credit and what they're trying to accomplish. Those kind of conversations are coming up every single day, and it incorporates all areas that we're talking about here. And then we're going to have people from the NCUA who will give their perspective at this conference, right? We're going to have people at the FBI who are going to talk, here's some reality of what's happened in breaches. We're going to have people that talk about, here's how I can come and breach you, right? Here's how I can come and show you how there are easy ways to break through what we think are the barriers and things we have today. And that's, you know, that's the security side. And then how do you take those same concepts and put them into a roadmap where you not only shore those up, but then have them available to really enable what you're doing for your members, not just have them be risks you're trying to mitigate. How do you take advantage of what's in front of you with some of the fintech opportunities, but do it in a secure way? Do it in a way that's innovative and safe. So it's going to happen. Those conversations are coming, and we have credit unions that are taking those steps. They just need to start sharing their stories.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to hear those stories for sure.
A great example is we hear a lot about member experience, member journey, are you interacting? Well, all of those touch points that you're talking about have a technology piece, which means they need to have a security wrapper, right? And so while you can implement a lot of these innovative technologies, to Kyle's point, you've got to be doing it from a security perspective as well. So there, it has to be a part of the overall, what is the member journey? What is the member experience? Because it's becoming much more technical. It's becoming much more phone and computer. And so those things have to be taken into account.
And some of the speakers, I mean, we had Gene Fredrickson on, the living legend. He was on last month. So you guys have some pretty good speakers. Like you said, Kyle, you said folks from the FBI and CUA. I mean, and hopefully, you know, and some credit unions there sharing their stories, which is going to be really powerful. So just you know, already sitting on pins and needles for this one. So it's going to be, super timely, of course, as well. So what do you guys want attendees to leave with? What are some of the expectations and goals of this conference that you want to folks to take home and implement Monday morning, so to speak?
Kyle, I mean, I'll take a crack at it too. Okay. So I think actually what we would love to have them take away is actual best practices, things they can implement. You know, something as simple as a password policy. I mean, you know, what will align with the ASET, knowing a little bit about what they need to start doing right now to be prepared for that audit that's coming, as well as how to protect their member data. And then even deeper, and then how do you share with other credit unions? I mean, think about a breach. When a breach happens at one credit union, that means that breach is probably taking place at multiple financial institutions across the country. And so the ability to be able to share that information into a single point with the NCU ISO and have it disseminated effectively so all credit unions can prepare for that attack, that is huge. Yeah. And I just don't feel like the industry is taking advantage of what they have with the NCU ISO. I mean, to be very frank, I think it's an unbelievable opportunity for these credit unions to come together and actually start to collaborate on a defense posture together. And we don't really see that happening, and we want to help that. I mean, for us, we are advocates, right? We are a part of this industry. We're a CUSO. We see this all the time in what we do in an assessment standpoint. Yeah. And so when you can find a non-for-profit that's really all about this industry and a part of this industry, and they want to help, we need to get that into the forefront, into people's minds, because it goes back to being vendor neutral. They don't have a dog in the fight. Their dog is protecting credit unions.
Right.
That's it. And so I think for me personally, It's really wanting to help them in that organization and then have people walk away with tangible education and processes and policies they can go physically implement mm-hmm. back at the credit union and not have to pay except for the attendance of the right. actual event for right. that information.
Right. Okay. Kyle, what takeaways do you want folks to leave with?
Just to add to that, I mean, everything Jack said is accurate. Even an example quickly is I was talking to the NCISO leadership about everything going on in Iran. So there's a lot of information about potential risks that would come out of that, mm-hmm. retaliatory, you know, cybersecurity attacks, that sort of thing. Well, there's no one else that's really actively providing that information in a holistic way. There's a lot of information being thrown out there. They're consolidating it. They were putting summaries together. They were giving, you know, there isn't. They were also tampering down the panic risk, right? So they say this is a real risk to understand, but not necessarily one that's actively seeing, you know, threats beyond scans. And they were giving some details around it. So I'm just saying that the kind of information and sharing that can happen there is going to expand at the conference. But I think it's that connection to know that there are other peers who are resources, and the things they're going to hear at the conference are going to be things that will impact their own roadmaps for technology and security and their own things they can do for members. So we expect a lot of it to be very practical. The sponsors that are going to be there are ones that know our industry and who are trying to find ways to push the envelope, both in security and technology. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there talking, and we know some of them talk about security and they've crossed over the line from security into fraud detection. So, how, you know, these tools that used to be isolated back mm-hmm. to the CU intersection component, these tools are starting to blur the lines between financial risk and the traditional IT risk and figuring out how those things go together. And so the speakers, the vendors, they're going to show, of course, some of their products and things in some of those smaller breakout sessions. But their real intent is they should be there for education and they should give you some new things to think about and realize that there's ways to do and attack risk and resilience and technology in ways that we weren't thinking of before.
Right, right. I'm seeing there's a real fear out there with this stuff. And to keep credit unions out of the headlines with this stuff, with the breaches for sure, is a huge, huge thing. Because, I mean, a reputation is so fragile. You can spend years and years and years building up your perfect reputation, and then it just takes one little tiny breach, and then boom, poof, that reputation is gone, unfortunately. So this stuff, I think, is just so vital for credit unions to really take advantage of. And I was all, as you were talking, I was thinking about the resources that they're going to get from this conference. Not only is the networking going to be great, but the resources that's going to go long after the conference is over. They can call these people or email or whatever and communicate with them and say, hey, I got this going on. What do you suggest? Or something like that. So I think, the conference is going to be fantastic, but I think what's going to happen after the conference is going to be equally as powerful as well, because they're going to have these resources to fall back on.
We sure hope so. What we hope to create over time is a knowledge library that people can go back to and continually hit for information, and that we try to keep updated with the NCU ISO. Because really, again, it goes back to sharing and collaboration, right? And that's what our industry is all about. But we need to really start doing that on the cybersecurity side. And then as far as innovation goes, technology is really starting to wrap that security in a lot of places, and making sure that your posture is correct in that is very important for these credit unions.
All right, guys, you've convinced me. I'm going.
We want you there, Mike.
I'm going to be there. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm going. I'm going no matter what. Hey, so where can folks go to check out the conference and all the details, all that type of stuff, and more importantly, to register? Where do they go?
So cubroadcast.com.
Oh, thank you.
Website. You're going to have a link right from this.
Yes, I will.
And on that will be CU Intersect. And then CU Broadcast is actually a special, or the conference folks put together a link, a discount link. So when you're going either linking through your site or they're going to cuintersect.com directly, you can use a CU Broadcast in all caps to get an extra little discount to be part of the community and part of the part of the conference and start doing that. But yeah, please check out cuintersect.com.
Okay, good deal. All the information is going to be there. I'm on the website right now. It's a beautiful hotel in Houston, and oh my gosh, and can't wait
for
the
Galleria. We've got a nice party planned for the last evening. We've been to some great conferences, and so one of the things that we loved was everybody getting together at the end of the conference and having a good time. And so we're trying to put on a special event for everyone that attends.
Well, it's going to be. I can already tell.
We know the credit union schedule, so we tried to make that friendly. Fly in Monday, hang out at the conference that afternoon and evening, and you know, then we'll wrap things up Wednesday night. People fly back Thursday and still get a chance to catch up on their week and still have a weekend. So it kind of fits right into this nice little window for most credit unions.
Good move, guys. Yeah. Good move. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And yeah, I can't wait. And we'll put all the links and all that type of stuff in the show notes, so people can get right to it, including the discount. Thank you for that. And we'll see you guys. It's this thing's right around the corner, actually.
It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. So get your reservations and register and all that good stuff. And we'll see you in a couple of months. All right, guys?
Thanks again, Mike. Take care.
Appreciate it.